Hello and welcome to the Illuminated Life Podcast. I'm Trish Johnson, your host and life coach. We're so glad you're here today. This podcast is dedicated to sharing inspiring ideas, strategies, and stories that can help you discover your path to an illuminated life. Hello and welcome back. This is episode number 9, Mindset. It is beautiful outside. The sun is shining and it's a little eerily warm for December here in Colorado, but I am enjoying it and I'm thinking about you and your families and where you are, wherever this podcast reaches you. And I've been reflecting back on this podcast so far. My plan for the first 10 episodes was to identify the 3 main steps that lead to an illuminated life and the specific details and skills that help us take those steps. I get so excited about this because these are the things I've done that have had a tremendous positive impact on my life, and I'm excited to share them with you, but I'm also excited to move on to the other strategies and skills that complement this work that I'll be sharing in future episodes. I've really enjoyed laying this foundation for you, and I hope that you find that it is a strong foundation. I hope you've had a chance to apply some of the things that I am teaching here. And if you have, and you're noticing changes that are positive in your life, email me at Trish@trishjohnson.com and share your story. I've had a couple of people do this, and not only is it inspiring to hear, but it really does allow me to get to know you, my listeners. It also helps me know how I can show up better for you. All right, let's get going on the information for today that I want to share. In the episodes of this podcast, I've shared strategies I believe are a part of the path to an illuminated life. They include 3 stepping stones: awareness, responsibility, and action. Action includes 3 parts: clarity, mindset, and accountability. In episode 8, I talked about how those 3 parts relate to goals in our lives and how to achieve them. Today, I'm going to focus on using clarity, mindset, and responsibility to show up better in our daily life and become more fulfilled. Okay, so I'm going to start with the easiest of the 3, which is clarity. So all you need to do is from here on out, use awareness to get clear about how our mindset affects our life. That means we're going to get real and honest about how we allow our inner world to affect our outer world and how we allow our outer world to affect our inner world. We'll accomplish this through being present. I often refer to this as taking that balcony view of our minds and our lives. Just remember that this takes ongoing commitment, focus, and time. But that's it for clarity. Now, let's talk about our mindset. There could be a whole podcast series on mindset. So if you're interested in learning more, I encourage you to read Carol Dweck's book called Mindset, The New Psychology of Success, because Ms. Dweck is one of the leading researchers of motivation, and it's all based in the understanding of mindset. But today, I'm going to share just a basic understanding so you can see why it's worth exploring on our path to an illuminated life. There are 2 types of mindset: fixed and growth. With a fixed mindset, you believe you either are or aren't good at something based on your inherent nature. You believe it's just because it's just who you are that you're either good at something or not good at something. With a growth mindset, you believe anyone can be good at anything because your abilities are entirely due to your actions. So the fixed mindset believes difficulty is devastating. When you have any trouble, your mind thinks, see, you'll never be great at this. You should just give up now. But on the other hand, the growth mindset believes difficulty is just important feedback in the learning process. I want to share some more examples from Carol's book to help you understand and maybe even recognize if you have any of these fixed or growth mindsets. So an example of fixed mindset, you want to hide your mistakes so you're not judged or labeled a failure. That growth mindset, your mistakes are just missteps, things you can improve. Another example, fixed mindset, you stick with what you know to keep your confidence. Growth mindset, you keep your confidence by always pushing into the unfamiliar to make sure you're always learning and growing. Fixed mindset, failures define you. Growth mindset, failures are temporary setbacks. Fixed mindset, you believe if you're romantically compatible with someone, you should share all of each other's views and everything should be just completely natural. The growth mindset is you believe that a lasting relationship comes from effort and working through the inevitable differences. Fixed mindset, it's all about the outcome. If you fail, you think all effort was lost or wasted. Growth mindset, it's all about the process, so the outcome hardly matters. So there are just a couple of examples. And note, we have both mindsets at any given time based on any given situation in our life. And this does not mean it's a bad thing. It becomes an issue when we're unhappy or we're not doing things we desire or we're not achieving goals that we see we'd like to accomplish. And I think it's helpful to remember that mindset itself is not fixed. You can change your mindset by adjusting your thoughts and behaviors if it is important enough to you to do so. You can probably see now why adjusting our mindset can have such an impact on our lives. These two mindsets are at the root of many of our behaviors as well as our successes and failures in our personal and professional lives. And as we take time to think about mindset today, we can begin to see how a fixed mindset can develop limiting beliefs and tend to shut down possibilities. When we operate from this fixed mindset, we tend to sell ourselves short and close down creative problem-solving techniques and ideas. I think about it as like narrowing. We tend to narrow when we have a fixed mindset. On the other hand, when we're operating from a growth mindset, we're creating space for creativity and possibilities. It's allowing us to open ourselves up, our world up, and accept things we may not have considered before. It's an expansion. We expand when we have a growth mindset. After deepening my understanding about growth mindset, I took this understanding and began to observe my own thoughts. I talked about clarity earlier, so first I got clear on which of my thoughts would be classified as a fixed mindset and the ones that would be classified as the growth mindset. And because I was already clear about what I wanted in my life, I got clear about which mindset I would need to have for what I wanted to have in my life. This made it very easy to recognize the thoughts that would not serve me and the ones that would. So then the next step was to direct my attention to the ones that would. And this is the practice that I continually engage in. I think it's important that you remember it's an incredibly personal process. What each of us need and desire is different than anyone else, and we need to honor that. So here's a couple of examples of what I discovered about my own mindset in different areas of my life. So my first thought was, I'm terrible with technology and website building. So I have to be absolutely honest here. I have no interest whatsoever in improving my programming skills. I'm quite happy on calling on the professionals to do this kind of work. And so for now, my mindset is fixed for now. But there were quite a few other areas where I longed to be better and have better. And it did call for a shift in my mindset. This podcast is an example of that. It's a really great example. Because originally my fixed mindset showed up in thoughts like, I could never do that. I'm just not that skilled. I don't know what or how to do that. I can't do that. But then I shifted my mindset and my thought was, I can do anything I put my mind to. And I just kept saying that. I can do anything I put my mind to. And little by little, I learned each step needed to create this podcast. And I'm still learning. And I'd like to think that these last few episodes have been better organized content and the production quality is better than the first few. And I sure hope that I continue to improve as I continue to grow and learn. But in these last 6 months, I've learned more than I had ever thought possible before. And it's about things I had previously believed impossible for me to do. And really, really interesting was that I'm way more confident than I had been, and I experienced so much more fulfillment from in my day-to-day life. And each new experience that I have just in this building of the podcast leads way to even more confidence and fulfillment. And then different possibilities I'd never considered before come about, which is a really cool thing. But this isn't about me. It's about you. I only share these examples because I want you to feel what it's like to expand your possibilities and to know that if I can do it, you can do it. And even if you think you're doing a good job of this, don't let yourself get too comfortable. Where in your life might you be selling yourself short? Where are you holding yourself back? Where are you limiting or allowing other people or things to limit your experiences? Take this next week to take a deep look into your life and see where you could benefit from a shift in your mindset. Then hold yourself accountable for a new mindset, new thoughts, and new actions. Invite expansion into your life. Watch as you light up with the countless possibilities and get excited about this journey on the way to an illuminated life. Revel in what you are creating and shine. Shine bright, my friends. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Please join me next time as we continue this journey together. Until then, be better today than yesterday and live life illuminated. Thank you so much for listening to the Illuminated Life podcast. If you're enjoying what you're hearing, please leave a quick review in iTunes. Also, for free resources, show notes, and ways you can work with me directly, head on over to www.trishjohnson.com. That's www.trishjohnson.com.